It was a fractious meeting as Brooklynites came together last night to debate the controversial Atlantic Yards development project. Opponents say it will destroy what they describe as a borough of neighborhoods. Supporters, though, say it'll bring affordable housing and jobs.
It'll be a good look for the community and a good look for a lot of people that's not able to afford housing.
Affordable housing!
Affordable housing! Don't be tricked!
You know, they're saying, when do we want affordable housing? When do we want it now? Well, you're not even going to get that for 10 years. And do you think the first thing on his mind is the low-income housing? No.
Joining us now with details of the hearing is WNYC's Elaine Rivera, who was there last night. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
So what exactly was yesterday's hearing about?
Well, it was for Brooklyn residents to come together to discuss the impact on their community and on the environment, on what it will do to traffic, transportation, city services, schools. And hundreds of people showed up to give their opinion, and they did.
Did they come to any sort of consensus? I imagine probably not.
Very divisive. It's clear that they are on opposite sides. You have residents who feel like it's going to destroy this, what they call a borough of neighborhoods. And there are people who feel like this is the only way they could get affordable housing.
Mm-hmm. And a report was actually released, and they're actually reacting to the report. There was a several thousand-page report on the environmental impact. Is that right?
Exactly, which said that it would have a minimal impact on the environment, which a lot of people in the community don't believe.
Could you set the scene a little bit? What was it like? Was it organized? Was it efficiently run? Was it kind of a little
out of
very
control? It was very raucous, contentious. It was organized in the sense that those who are in favor of the project brought a lot of construction workers who were wearing orange hard hats and orange T-shirts and carrying signs that said jobs now and we want affordable housing. The other side, too, was organized as far as passing out leaflets and flyers explaining what the project's going to do to the neighborhood.
Now, the battle over this project seems to have some racial overtones to it. Did you get a sense of that at yesterday's hearing?
Oh, absolutely. It was clear that the majority of people for the project are African-American, while the majority of people who spoke are white residents. The feeling is, but it's a delicate subject, and people don't really broach it. There's subtle overtones to it, but the feeling you get is that white residents feel that they've come there, they've renovated these dilapidated brownstones, they brought Brooklyn back from two decades of poor housing stock. But black residents feel like that they have not had the capital, the jobs, or the resources to be able to do that. So they're saying, we want the same thing.
And very briefly, how much influence might this hearing have on whether the project actually becomes a reality?
Well, I think the project is on its way. I think the people who are opposed to it hope to get some concessions, but they're resigned to having the project continue.
All right. Thank you, Elaine. WNYC's Elaine Rivera, who was at the hearing last night on the Atlantic Yards project.